Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, this is the last Thursday night in this month, and we get ready. We're going to talk. We went to Bishop Tutu, and we're going to play a little bit from the Bishop Tutu film, and we're going to talk about some things happening in 2022. Now, we're going to be on tomorrow night. We come on at 10:30, and we'll go off at 12:30. The old year in and the new year out. I just want everybody to know that. I want to hear from Bishop. This is the ceremony we did for Bishop Tutu this morning on his tune at people in South Africa.
All the answers, I say,
all of my ancestors to come to touch. I'm healing right now in the spirit of Mission 22 to come and walk with the people. Call all my ancestors walk and stop. Call all my ancestors to walk with them to look to the east, to the west, to the south, to the north. That call.
No.
this kind of virus that's going on. And I don't think the Atlanta, Georgia, they don't really know what's going on. They said one thing, and all the kids took it out. A lot of kids are sick right now. And all the people, stay off the cruise. Y'all got some money, save your money. Stay off the cruise. We had 400 people. Valor lady got the booster shot, got on the cruise. When they got where they got, they let them off the cruise. When they got back to Miami, they couldn't get off. Because everybody on the cruise ship got the virus. And it's dangerous to fly right now. You know, if you do it, get yourself together. If you got to do that, and make sure you take care of your health. My theme for next month, Divine Healing, Revelation chapter 22, 1 to 3. Proverbs 22, 1 to 3. Go back to divine healing. Go back to what you want God to do for you. If you got a friend, you got a neighbor, it's going to be a rough ride. The month, the first couple of months of 2022, blizzard. We had early blizzard in Minnesota. We're going to get one here. Down around Kansas City. Maybe St. Louis and Chicago. Over in Detroit. Let me say this in. The Midwest going to have snow back to back and flood. But down south, we're going to have ice storm, flood, and tornadoes. They had a tornado last night down in Winfield, Alabama, and all down through there. And it went on over to some part of Mississippi, some part of Georgia. Back to back, people, until we get it together with God. We had somebody. Once you make your mind up that you're going to do God, and you can talk in tongues all you want to, it ain't going to get you. You can shout all you want to, until you make up your mind that you're going to honor God. You're going to get saved. Not going to save by no preaching. Not going to save by no church. By God. You know, by that you got a relationship with God. You know, some of these preachers in it for the money. They're not in it to save your soul. They're not in it for you to get the word of God. You care less. When ain't no money, they close the church down tomorrow. Uh-oh, y'all ain't liking that. They got Rolls Royce, Mercedes, and airplanes. God is down here. We want you down here, not up to hell. The angels, Mike, and Rev, they're hell in up hell. This is 2021, going into 2022. And I want to tell you, all is well. God has never made a mistake. And I want to tell you what you're going through, go through it. All is well. I want you to stay at your house. Let me, if that might be. Smudge your house. Sprinkle your house. When you say sprinkle, you have to call me and tell you what you're sprinkling with. I want you to smudge your house. I want you to sprinkle your house. I want you to get ready for 2022. It's coming in with a blast. But in the middle of 2022, it's the more people going to die because they're hard in. It's the more people possessed with demons and devils and shooting and killing. I seen a plane fall. I seen people jumping out of buildings. Buildings on fire. I don't know if it's in New York, Chicago. I know it's in the world. Sometimes when prophecy comes, it don't take you to direct city. But it's given to you, you have to make out or figure out what's happening. A lot of murder has been taking place all over the world. Abaddon's been busy. Abaddon and the team have been busy. But St. Michael and his archangels
It kicked him out of the heaven realm, the earth realm. So you've got to girl up and stay with prayer, stay anointed for God, so you can speak and God can speak to you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And I want to tell you tonight, I just feel a kind of way that 2022 will be a rising up body, mind, soul, and spirit. Because 20 and 21 have messed with their mind. Everybody crazy. Their mind's messed up. You look at them, they look like they're zombies. That's the mark of the beast.
Hello. That's the mark of the enemy that fights you.
Now, tonight, I just want to tell you tonight that we get ready. This is the last Thursday night in 2021. Now, if you got something to say, all you got to do is press one on your phone, and it'll come up. Now, some of you, you know, like your grandma said, cat got your tongue. Now, the one lady, mama died. She cried, hoot and holler. But she didn't do nothing for her mama. The girl that came and did everything, she didn't say a word. She didn't cry. But she's a bitch, I ain't got to cry. I took care of mama when she was here. I've seen about her. So I ain't got to cry. I was there to the end. And that's what you have to do. So sometimes family members fall out and they get jealous. And you got to go on and take care of the family members because they all messed up. And you don't let them mess you up. But once you tell them what it is, Let the hit them. Okay, let me tell you what I'm saying. The way we sin is definitely get the guy telling. You got lots of witches and warlocks out here. They will get you on the name love. You all messed up. You got a lot of people that are evil. I've seen in in Texas, they show the boys shooting at people. Broken wrong. It's white on white. But black on black, they do it because of evil. So you can't put black on evil, white on evil is evil. Wrong is wrong. Okay? I don't care who it is. You got to understand, it's the divine law. When I said divine law from God, he said man and woman. Y'all ain't going to like me tonight. You're going into 2022 with a bunch of mess. The storm and the flood is going to keep coming. The light is going to keep coming. You can't stop it. Washington can't stop it. President can't stop it. Government. Nobody can stop it but the will of God. What I'm talking about. Once you ask God for repentance of you, you ain't worried about nobody else. God saved me and make me clean. And I'm other people around you, they're going to leave you. Ain't gonna stand around. Biden and all the presidents and the Congress and all that can't do nothing. All the shooting going on, that's corruption. Somebody said it's gun and dope. And the White House got to know about that. If they can go to the moon and know who's selling dope on each corner in this country, they know who's selling guns. But it's up to them to stop it. If they don't stop, the clock won't stop. And they say, oh, bitch, I come out the clock. But you got to tell me about who you did. You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till God come out the clock. What do you mean? The wage of sin is you have to give to God eternal life. And you got to be right. A right man and a right woman. Who y'all with me? A much right person. You got to tell the truth. It's a lie. Ladies, tell me you should tell it. My daughter told the daughter, this boy ain't no good for you. I don't want to hear that, Mama. He went on, and the boy pushed us out of here. He was a baseball player. Come crawl on Mama at the hospital. Mama, he hit me. She said, I tell you what, no good for you. You got to take the rap. And I want to tell you, young man, the woman ain't ready for you, but you can go ahead and tell about you're in love with your family. You ain't got no family. Your family is God, Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? Y'all just adopt the devil and take the devil for your love. And you know, you got witches and warlocks who are failing. They're feeding you. They put the spells on you. You're drinking. You're going to watch all this stuff. Because you're under the curse. You're under the spell. And I told you, breaking curses and hitting. I've been talking about that. Think about what I'm talking about. This whole country is under a curse. Woo! I don't know what I'm saying. And look what happened in 2020. How the people died. You said, take the shot, you'll be all right. We take the shot, we ain't all right. People still dying. Only what you do for God's name. Only when you make up your mind. Lord, forgive me for what I did in 2021, 2022, but save me. See, when Peter walked out, he said, save me, help me. You know something? When you know right, you can do right. If you don't know right, you can't do right. On that show, they call me, Bishop, I don't know what I need to do. I said, you need to do the right thing. Then a guy called me, said, Bishop, I want to wire for the new year. I said, let God be, because you might get a deal. you tell me what you want. What God wants you to be. Maybe the woman you want ain't your own. Maybe the man ain't your own. Okay? I know one boy, he jumped up and married. And he didn't check everything out. He had married a man. He want to kill a man. Don't kill it. You get in check out all of you. And you got messed up. Glory. You know something I want to tell you. I just feel that we're getting out of 2021, and there's going to be some good things for 2022. Read Psalm 119, east, west, north, and man, I want you to read it, and I want you to save your house, Mr. Duke, save your house, get that spirit up out of there. Yeah, they're working on you, but they can't work on somebody that got God. The way they said it, you know, you got some witches out here, and they will tell you to their face, we're a bunch of witches, and they ain't care about no God. All want to give you, they put spells. Let me say, they put spells on people. And if you put somebody to see the spell, and when people got a spell on them, they don't hear nothing you say. They want to hear nothing nobody saying. No, and if you get your Bible right now, I'm going to share it with y'all. I'll tell Dr. Krishna, I'm going to see on the map. Romans 1:26. Now, some of you don't like to read that, but it's just what it says. God turn them over to a reprobate mind, doing that which is unseemly. Men going with men. Women's going with women. And the Bible says, Bishop didn't say, now you tell me anybody caught up in that stuff, tell me how they can read the Bible and not read that. Hello? Well, you say, well, it's all right. It's not all right. God, all this murder that's going on, Vietnam War, was people got killed because the government wouldn't stop the war. Dr. King talked about it. Everybody talked about it. The war then, you got to understand. 2021 was a year of up and down. That people said, I ain't working. You know, $2, $4. You making $1 million. You got your executive. You send them off to Hawaii. And give them a big bonus. The man is in the trenches. Can't get water to cut on his water, to cut on the heat in his house. So the whole economic system got to change. The whole political system got to change. And all the judicial system, the court got to change. Because there's a law for the black man. There's a law for the white man. So there's white supremacy going on. But God straighten it out. You're gonna experience storms and floods and die in places. That's the Bible says. place that you don't think you're going to hit. Busting wide open. That's what God wants to do. But I want to talk about some good stuff all as well. I see some doors open up for you. I see some of you going back in the workforce. I see most of you starting your business. I want to say this, we praying for family. Brother Gatlin said, praying for the family of Gatlin that's serving the community. Got a construction coming. He got a funeral home. I don't know when they're going to have a funeral, but pray for that family. And also pray for Bishop Tutu in Africa. He was a Martin Luther King in Africa. And you got to pray for these people because they're ancestors now. They are Ashe ancestors. You know what that means? They in the spirit realm. They don't stop because they get in the spirit realm. Yes, Sister Ann come to me, and Ann gave me a message too. And you know, Jerry, your mother came to me. Her new daddy was dressing, and they came. And I say, Monroe, what you doing? He was laughing. I'm checking on the boys of mine. I said, do you come to him? No, I'm coming to you, Bishop. And he was smiling and dressed up. We're like, your mama and him were going out to some party or something. They was all dressed up. About 5 minutes, they come to me. And I said, they doing all right? And your mama looked at me and said, Bishop, is they really doing all right? I said, Jerry, you're doing a hump. But Dwight needs some help. She said, well, we've been checking. I say. And they was going to get Sister White. They was going to get Sister Doctor. They was going somewhere. I say. And, you know, when I go in the spirit world and I see your daughter, Mother Duke, and your daughter said, leave him alone because he's like his daddy, hard. Can't tell him nothing. So don't you get involved with him because he's going to fall like a Titanic. And look, don't have nothing to do with it. That's what your daughter said. And she turned over her grave and look at this end. But let me tell you something. All that stuff is going to go away in 2022. So don't scratch out about it. I say, pray about it. And it's a song come to me for you to read. 37, 35. And some 100, but with your situation. See, when you got when you fight witches and warlocks, you got to go to the Almighty. You can't fight these demons by yourself. Them demons is old. And you know what they told? The demons told you, if you be the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. And he's a man cannot live by bread alone. But every word, you got the word all the way. You got the word. Speak the word. Talk about how some of you ain't going to get healed because you won't speak that I'm healed. You won't give up to God. What's going on all the time? The word corruption. Now, that don't mean you corrupt. That means that you got people in the church that corrupt. You got people in government corrupt. You got people in politics corrupt. Then you got children corrupt. Because they give them God's dope. They're on the internet. The boy got the shot in the mall. They brought the fight to the mall over in Oakwood, over there fighting over some niggas. I'm going to say it. They out there fighting out there. And all the white folks and black folks. It's 10,000 people out there. It's two niggas fighting about the internet. They don't keep our shoes. They don't hold up. You know what I'm saying? All that negative stuff is that we hate each other. Okay? We still got to deal with slavery. We ain't forgive nobody. I forgive you. How can you forgive somebody you don't know who did it? The demon. How can you catch up when your ancestors have worked and worked and died and didn't get nothing? But here's the people coming from Afghanistan. $6 trillion to bring all these people over here, put them on you, get them welfare, get them checked, and we'll give you a dime. We need another stimulus in the community. We need a stimulus. Trump, with his no good self, he gave a stimulus, okay? Obama gave us diligence. So Biden to give us diligence to get people on their feet. Y'all believe what I'm saying? Well, I'm gonna leave that alone. But I'm hungry for stimulus in 2022 to get these people back on their feet. You got some people suffering. You got the Republicans and Democrats don't want to cooperate. The people starve, dying out in the street. People shoot people because too many guns is in the hands of children. I'm talking about machine guns, big guns. They shoot on the expressway, shoot in the school, shoot in the church, shoot everywhere. And ain't nobody think that's important. So much going on. Thank you, kind spirit. I just say that. Now, let's see who hands up tonight. If you want to ask a question, we have a dream. Somebody call me about a dream. If you got it, Brother Joe, I want you to have a message now. I want all of y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow night, come on at 9:30. I'll be on to 12:30. I want you to give your message. Stay at home. Get you some carbon, get you some deal, fix your salad or something, fix your tuna, stay at home, and you can get your peace and people hear you all over the world. Thank you. Pearl, I'm going to get Sister Pearl in. Sister, I got on Sister Pearl too, she was on the show. I see she on tonight. She must be talking about coffee. Pearl, God bless you down in Detroit. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay.
Pearl, I want you on tomorrow night too. But I want to tell you this, I want you to stay focused. And I want to tell you, the spirit told me to tell you, you rub your knees and your ankles. And when you call me tonight, I'm gonna tell you what you got to put down, where you won't fall. Now, I just picked that up since I talked to you that something's going on. It's in a spiritual sense, okay?
Okay. So,
sometimes your stomach falls, right?
Yes.
Now, look, I want to say this now where people can listen to it. You know, people can send a spirit to push you down. They can send a spirit to make you where you can't breathe. I mean, you in your bed. You can't send up those spirits. And there's a lot of spirits out there. And it's the spirit in order to block you from your growth. And some people, and I will say this tonight, that when Michael kicked the angels out of heaven, they came to earth and they had sex with him. And out of them humans came John. So the giants had sex with humans, and out of the kids from the giants was Eve. And the giants, they finally died out. Okay? And what we got left was evil. You know, that's what happened. They found some giants. They found some bones of giants in Europe and Africa. Big bones. 9 feet, 10 feet tall. Now, this is real story. They don't talk about it in the Bible, but this is real story. Now, I'm going to say this tonight. I want you to be able to be happy in 2022. I want you to be debt-free. Okay? A young lady called me just before the show and said she was under a spell. And she co-signed for a man to get a car. She said, what I do, you go back to the company and tell him, look, I don't want to co-sign for no car, but I told you, you're going to have to pay for the car if you tear it up. Go back down to the dealership. The man had her under love spell. Let me say it again. She was under a love spell. And some of you men, women got you under a love sex spell. Woo! Let me leave that alone. You go sell your shoes and sell your drawers. And you come out, I'm in love. Me and my family, you ain't got no family if you ain't got the Holy Ghost. And if you got a family full of the anointing, you can pray. We are the seed of Abraham, blessed and highly praised. By being the seed of Abraham, we are blessed. And if you're the seed, if God So, Abram, I'm going to bless your seed. We ought to be able to bless our faith. You have not, because you ask not. Whatever God promised Abraham, it belongs to you. He didn't promise Abraham no evil. He didn't promise Abraham to die murder. He said, live and have a long life. Be fruitful and multiply. If you ain't doing that, something wrong with your church. If your church ain't telling you that, something wrong with your pastor or your imam or your pope or your priest. Something wrong with them. You're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. You're supposed to be able to help somebody. Oh, I know I'm talking about that. Mother Pearl, God bless you. I got a little carried away there. Anything you want to say tonight?
No.
Now, did you get your oven fixed?
Pardon me?
Huh?
I don't understand you.
If you ain't got double, take the potato and boil them in a bottle. I'll tell you what to do with them. Thank you, God. Now, anybody else? You, Mother, what you say else you want to say?
That's it.
Huh?
No.
Thank God bless you. That was Mother Pearl, all the way in Detroit. You know, they said all the hospitals is full of children. And some of them took the shot. Some of them didn't. This is what I want to say to the mothers that listen. If you're unsure, keep your child at home. And you pick your child. Adam, that's your child. Keep telling them, I'm keeping them at home, and I will teach them from online. You know, because when they go to school, they get a certain amount of money. But you don't want your kid to go there and die. Because somebody said, some of them politicians say it's all right to go. The union in Chicago, the teacher union, they don't want to go because they don't want to get the virus. Because some of these kids got the virus. And the government, somebody, it's all right to go. How is it all right to go when people study dying and getting sick? And they got a new virus to hit from Africa. Don't nobody know nothing about it. What I'm saying tonight, going into 22, you got to think wise, act wise, and be wise. Thank you, God. And I want to say it to you, that God is able do something special. Now, if you got a dream tonight, okay, I got a lady here telling me about her dream. Okay, Sister Walker, I want to tell you, that dream you got was people coming in and out of your house. The dream you dreamed is your daughter and her friend took that spirit. Say to your house, that spirit go out of you. I want to tell you tonight, this stuff is nothing to play with. It's serious. And you can have one lady I know, a friend for the young lady. The young lady had asthma. She didn't have a COVID. When she got the hospital, they did. Told her, you got COVID. She didn't have no COVID, but the hospital gets some money when they get signed up as a COVID patient. Okay? And I wanted to get Reverend Harris on the line, because he was for 31 days, he was on the respirator, and they told his wife, pull the plug. She said, no, I'm not going to pull the plug, and he come back. He got a hell of a story to tell that happened to him. I'm going to try to get him on tomorrow night, Reverend Harris. I'm going to try to get him on to tell the story of what happened to him when he had COVID. And he was on the ventilator, and he stayed for a whole month before he got back. They were looking for him to die. But he'd come back. We're going to deal with that. But whatever you want, you know, in time, I'm going to say this tonight. If you got to need to plant a seed, whatever you need, God, at least you got to do something. You got to make something happen. You got to do something to make something happen. When you cultivate the ground, you put the seed in the ground, it grows. But you've got to loosen the ground up, put fertilizer in the ground. Now I'm telling you tonight, if you got an acre ground, if you go to my website, plus one day, I'm some bishop, I'm going to donate $5. I'm going to donate $1,000. I'm going to just minister go. If you donate real good, we'll get on NBC or some of these other stations where you can see me walk and talk. You can be walking on top. God bless you tonight. I want to tell you just a blessing to be in the land of living. You complain, you know, I'm going to tell you that it's a blessing to be able to breathe on this side. You don't want to go to the other side because God ain't ready for you to go. You don't rush. Stay in the land of living. Glory. Hallelujah. You know, the doctor come to me and told me, the bishop, tell the people to stay on this side of your kingdom. Work out like they need to work out. I want to give honor to Mother Carrie Nunn. She's a rebel. And to Mother Ross Cook. God bless her. She's a great missionary woman that fed clothes to my mother Teresa. We have some women who have Mother Teresa ever would be. Now we have some preachers that bad that Billy Graham and all of them, and they was in the cotton field, in the cornfield. They could pray for you to get healed. They could prophesy to you and things happen. Now these preachers now, they got these little $2 tombstone and all they want some money, look good, and can't tell you nothing. You know, and I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, Kevin. And they got a prosperity ministry. They don't have a saving ministry. They don't have a healing ministry. All they want is to get the money and get airplane. But God said, hi, look low. Mary Hawkins, if you got something to say, press one. And I'm telling them about people. Now, if you got people going in and out of your house, you need to get the test you can have where you can test yourself. Now, what that means, if you find out that you got it, just stay in the house. Take the seat there now, so ain't no going out. I can't do nothing with the hospital. Hospital is moved. You got to do some things. Right now, everybody on the thing, I'm going to give you a little thing. Everybody on the air. I want you to take a deep breath. Exhale in there. This way. Suck it in. Blow it out. This way, your lungs. When you exercise. Jerry, you know that. When you just sit down. Exhale. Suck it in, blow it out. You open up your liver, your lungs. And do you drink your herbal tea? If you read the scripture, Revelation 22, 1 and 3, it said the leaves of the tree is for the healing of the nation. So, brothers and sisters, you got to heal yourself. You can't wait on a pill. You got to go beyond that pill. Where the pill come from? It makes it. But where the herbs come from? Come from the ground. You got to have your breathing. You got to have your being. You got to go back to Mother Nature. You got to go back to creation. And you pray. You can't do it without prayer. All this fast food they got. This fast food they got. McDonald's, Burger King, and all that fast food. Cook fast, and you die fast. Let me see. You eat fast, cook fast, and you die fast. Oh, Sister John, not that bad queen. Just like Sister Papa. You got to stay on one. Mandela was old when he passed. And Bishop Tutu was 90 years old. And live a good life. Now, I want to tell you, anybody, now, Max was killed, he was murdered. Dr. King was murdered. Michael Jackson was murdered. Prince was murdered. Sam Cooke was murdered. It was murder. What they was murdered, Emma Deer was murdered. Y'all seen that. The mama took the thing out of I'm everybody to see what kind of evil we dealing with in America. We still dealing with that violence, that evil. Only thing is stop is pray. When you go on your knees, the Lord forgive me. For God, I need your help. I need Michael Rapper and Angel Thomas and block this knee. They're trying to take me out. Because if you don't watch it, take it out of you, you're going to persecute yourself. You can't get no forgiveness for killing yourself. There's a lot of witches and warlocks that live on the planet. I'm talking about the people down in Louisiana. He's a bishop. These demons are loose. I see him. And I saw the lady today. And she said, how are you, bitch? I seen that demon on here. It's black. You just black. Plump up. I said, look at this image. I was just saying, I'm a bishop. It went on. You got people up on death around you. You got to stay anointed. It's a thing I'm going to tell you to do for 2022. But you got to talk to me privately. I'm not going to put it on there. But I can see double dog value, as people say. Once you do this, you're going to keep the demons away from you, and that virus will not touch you. It's something my great-great-grandmama come to me and sit down. The bishop, I want you to do this here. Tell the people that talk to you to do this. Now, if you don't want to hear it, don't call. If you want to hear it, call me. I'm going to tell you what to get. Okay? And I guarantee you, I don't got many doses you take it, but grandma told me, great grandma, that my two grandmas were together on my dad's side and mother's side. They both were there. Now, I know them two, but the other two, I didn't know. I didn't know my grandmother's mother. I didn't know my father's grandmother's mother. It was two on both sides. And it was in unity as telling me what to do. Some of y'all have visits. I was going out to prayer and get a visit from my mother. Hold on. And sometimes y'all don't know. Y'all be getting prayer. Have you had a visit from your mother lately? Have you ever had a visit from your mother?
No.
Yeah. When the last time you had a visit, you dreamed about your mother?
I haven't been probably so long ago, I don't even remember.
Well, I'm going to tell you what to do where you can hear from her, okay? When you call me tonight, I'm going to tell you what to do. I want to go to 4019. I'm going to ask her. And I see sometimes y'all don't know. I'm going by the street. 4019, have you had a visit from your mother? I'm going to Chicago. 4019, you have a visit from your mother. Anybody had a visit from their mother or their father? Let me know. Okay, let me see. 0598. Have you ever, I thought you were going to get a visit from your daughter. But you have a visit from your mother? I'm talking to 0598. Have you had a visit from your mother?
No.
No.
No. Okay, you have it. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Stay on the line. You know, all y'all had a visit from your ancestors, but you didn't know it. Nobody talked to you. They didn't talk to you how you know. 5350, have you had a visit from your mother or your daughter? Now. Yeah. 5350, have you had a visit from your mother or your daughter? Okay. I'm going to tell you. I have 5350, I had a visit from your daughter. When you were talking to her son, that was her telling you what to say. That's when you got mad. Cause you, I know you cussed. I know you cussed a little bit. But that was your daughter through you telling you the truth, what was going on. Okay? So don't even get worried. Don't get worried about that. That was your daughter. And I want to tell you, old 590, your mother come to you and sit on the bed sometimes. But you don't realize it because you're not spiritual enough to know what happened. 39. Now, I get visits from y'all. If I can, 39, 33, have you got a visit from your mother and your father?
Not a
bit. Oh, you have? Okay. Now, this is what I want to say. Some of y'all have visits from your ancestors, but you don't know because you don't you have Florida 19. Have you ever visited from your mother? I tell you what you do tonight. Fill a glass of water to the top. Set it in your kitchen. Now, I want everybody to do that. And you're going to get a visit from your ancestors. Okay? Now, you don't know, fill it to the top. Make sure it's filled all the way. And when you first get up in the morning, you get it because this is the water of salvation. I want 30-30, I want you to do it. 40-19, I want you to do it. 21-17, I want you to do it. 33-39. I want you to do it now. And 05-98, I want you to do it. 53-50, I want you to do it. Now, what I'm saying for you to do tonight, draw a glass of water, set it in the kitchen, or set it by the side of your bed. Make sure it's full all the way. Look like we're going to run out. And I guarantee you, you're going to have a visit. And not from no angel, you have a visit from an ancestor. Okay? Now, if the angel come with us, I can help that. They're going to come, okay? Right now, I invoke and I call on the power of God, the ancestors of everybody listening. Bam. Come on, build that. Now, when that water be gone, you'll know they done come. Proof is in the book. You got to see it, believe it. Some of y'all don't believe that we breathe, but it is breathe. We're going into, don't forget tomorrow night at 10:30, I'm going to talk about everything that happened in 2021. And we're going to reach the old year out. Then we're going to talk the old year out. Whenever you want to talk about then. After 12, we're going to talk about the new thing that happened in 2022. Some of the things in 2022 in my book, I got it. You got to get the private book. This is what the book says. The book says that will be sighting the UFO. The book says that will be a thing happening. And it said divine healing. For some of you, your people are sick, divine healing. Call me, Sister Lisa Joe. Give me a call. Thank you, Dan Spirit. And we'll get ready for what God wants. Don't forget, tomorrow night, this is the last Thursday. Let me pray, Father God, to come right now in the name of the Almighty God. Touch everybody on that. Let them be blessed. Let them be healed. Let the angels come to them. Let them get ready for 2022. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I want to tell you tonight, you need to call me. Give me a call. And I'll tell you what I want to tell you. Some of you need to call me. I'm looking for Dr. Alexander on tomorrow night. Dr. Coleman. And I'm going to talk with Dr. Harris, get him on the testimony, what happened to him. And that's what and he needs to tell us. That's a blessing. And that's a door open up for you and me. For everything all is well. Don't forget, stay at home. Stay at home.